Title: Clip Gain Before Processing from Scratch for Jungle Rollers Intermediate. All right, let's build a jungle roller in Ableton Live the way it's supposed to be built, with intentional gain staging from the first minute, not fix it later chaos. This lesson is all about clip gain before processing. That means we're setting the raw level of our break, our one shots, and our bass input before we start throwing compressors, saturators, EQ, and limiters at the problem. Because here's the truth. Almost every why is my glue compressor pumping weird moment is really an input level problem, not a settings problem. By the end, you'll have a clean 16-bar roller core loop, with a break layer plus clean kick and snare, a drum boss that punches without collapsing, bass that hits heavy but leaves space, and enough headroom that your master isn't screaming at you. Let's go. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to the classic range, 170 to 174. Let's start at 172 BPM. Meter is 4/4. Now create your tracks. An audio track for your break. MIDI tracks for kick, snare, and hats or ghosts. A MIDI track for bass with an instrument. And two return tracks. One for a small drum room reverb, and one for parallel smash, like compression plus saturation. Then group your drum tracks, put the break, kick, snare, and hats all into one group called drums. And before we do anything else, adopt the mindset, you're building a gain-staged system, not a hope this works stack of plugins. Now, what does clip gain before processing mean in Ableton? Think of your track as a series of stages. The clean order you want in your head is, first, clip gain or sample gain, meaning the level inside the audio clip or inside simpler. Second, if you need it, a utility at the very top as input trim. Third, your processing chain like EQ, compression, saturation, transient shaping. Then your track fader for mixing. Then group processing. Then master. Key detail, if your compressor and saturator are before the fader does not change what they're reacting to. So using the fader to gain stage is a classic trap. You'll turn the fader down and wonder why the saturator is still distorting. It's because the saturator is still being hit too hard. So instead, we prep the level at the clip or with a utility first. Before we touch sound design, let's set some headroom targets, just so we're aiming at something real. While looping the drop, your master should peak roughly between minus 10 and minus 6 dBFS. That's peak, not luffs, and not a loudness contest, just headroom. Your kick track peak, pre-bus, often sits in the minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS area depending on the sample. Snare is similar, and in jungle it's super common for the snare to be slightly louder than the kick, because it drives the perceived energy. Break layer usually needs to be lower than you think. It's texture and motion. The one shots are impact. If your master is already near zero with drums and bass only, you skip the whole concept. Pull things back and keep the system calm. Step 3. The break layer. Clip gain first. Then shape. Drag in an amen, think, or whatever break you're using into the break audio track. Warp it. If you want a safer, more whole break sound, Complex Pro can work. If you want punch and transient clarity, try Beats mode. In Beats, make sure you're not doing weird transient looping that smears the hits. Preserve transients. Now the important part. Set clip gain before you add any devices. In the clip view, find gain in the sample section and adjust it so the break peaks around minus 12 to minus 8 dBFS on that channel meter. Teacher note here, don't panic if the break feels too dynamic. That's normal. The goal right now is not to compress it into a brick. The goal is sensible input. You're calibrating. Now add a basic break chain with stock devices. First, EQ8, high pass around 30 to 45 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That clears sub rumble that doesn't help your groove. If it's muddy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 400 Hz. Start with like minus 2 dB, medium Q. If you want some air, a small shelf up at 8 to 12 kHz, like plus 1 or 2 dB. But don't do it because you feel like you should. Do it because you hear it. Then drum bus. Drive maybe 3 to 8%. Crunch 5 to 15%. Tiny moves. Boom off, or very low, because boom can mess up your kick fundamental and steal the low-end story. Then push transient somewhere around plus 5 to plus 15 if you want it to snap. Optional. Saturator for extra hair. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 5 dB. But here's the rule that separates adults from chaos. Match the output level. If you drive it up, pull the output down so the processed and bypassed versions are the same loudness. Otherwise, you'll pick louder every time and call it better. If the break got hotter after your chain, add a utility at the end just to trim and match. But remember, the main concept is clip gain first. Now step 4, clean kick and snare. Normalize your samples via clip gain, not via fix later. Load your kick in a drum rock pad or in simpler. Set the sample gain so the kick peaks around minus 10 to minus 60 BFS on the kick channel. Then light processing if needed. EQ8 for tiny cleanup, maybe a small cut if it clashes with the bass region. Saturator with just 1 to 3 dB drive to firm the transient. Drum bus with a touch of transients. Keep it tasteful. Now snare. In jungle, you usually want crack plus body. Set the snare sample gain so it peaks similar to the kick or slightly hotter. Then EQ8, often a high pass around 100 HC depending on the sample, so you're not carrying useless low mud. If it needs more snap, a gentle boost in the 2 to 5 KHE range can help. Drum bus with transients up, crunch a little. Big reminder, if you set these levels after compression, you end up chasing thresholds forever. Set the input levels first and suddenly compression becomes easy. Like, oh, now it behaves. Step 5. Hats and ghosts. Keep them quiet before processing. Program 16THS or a shuffled hat pattern. Or use a hat loop. Either way, set sample gain so hats are clearly below the snare. Hats are speed and glue. They're not supposed to be the headline. Add an auto filter high pass to keep the lows clean. Maybe a tiny bit of saturation if they feel thin. Send a small amount to your room reverb return, just enough that it feels like it lives in the same space as the drums. If your hats sound like white noise dominating the mix, that's almost always level. Pull them down before you start cutting 10 KHC with a chainsaw. Now step 6, drum group gain staging and bus processing. This is the roller engine. On the drums group, put a utility first. First device, always. Trim the group so the drum group peaks around minus 8 to minus 6 dBFS. This is huge. You're making sure your bus compressor doesn't get slammed unpredictably by random sample pack levels. Then add group processing. EQ8, gentle high pass around 25 to 35 HZ, just cleanup. Maybe a tiny dip around 250 if it's boxy. Glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto, ratio 2:1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on hits. Leave makeup off at first. Match level manually after. Optional drum bus on the group, subtle. Optional limiter is safety only, catching rare spikes, not loudness. And here's the philosophy, the magic isn't more compression. The magic is consistent pre-levels so the compressor behaves musically. Your groove should roll, not gasp. Step 7. Bass. Clip gain equivalent for instruments is pre-gain and output staging. Create a bass in Wavetable or Operator. Put utility first on the bass track and start with minus 6 dB. That's your safety headroom so you don't accidentally hammer your saturator and sidechain. Quick roller bass starting point in Operator. Ask a sign for sub. Ask B saw for mid, but keep it low. Filter low pass around 150 to 300 HZ if you want it sub-focused, or open it more if you want movement. Then processing. EQ8 to cut below 25 to 30 HZ. If the kick and bass are fighting, do a small dip where the kick fundamental lives. Saturator with 3 to 8 dB drive. Soft clip on if you want, but be careful. Again, pull output down to match. Compressor with side chain from the kick. Ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 3 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when a kick hits. Adjust release to the groove, not to some number you saw on the internet. If your bass is too loud into the saturator or compressor, you'll get distortion and pumping you didn't choose. That's why we staged it first. Quick coach upgrade. If you're doing sub and mid layers, split them. Keep sub clean and consistent. Put your mid bass on a separate track. Utility first. Start lower like minus 10 dB and high pass it around 90 to 140 HC so it never fights the kick and sub. Group them into a bass group for final shaping. Step 8. Parallel returns. Controlled chaos, not rescue. Return A is drum room. Use hybrid reverb. Small room. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. High pass inside the reverb around 200 to 400 HC so the reverb doesn't cloud your low mids. Keep it subtle. Jungle wants space, not wash. Return B is parallel smash. Here's a pro move. Put a utility first on return B and pull it down minus 6 to minus 12 dB, because returns can clip internally from sends even when track meters look safe. Then on return B, and glue compressor. Ratio 4:1. Attack super fast like 0.3 to 1 ms. Release auto. Smash it, like 5 to 10 dB gain reduction. Then saturator, drive 5 to 10 dB. Then EQ8, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so the parallel doesn't destroy your low end. Low pass around 8 to 12 kHz if it gets fizzy. Send amounts, break small to medium, snare medium, hats small, kick tiny or none depending on taste. Because your clip gain is clean, parallel is now a creative choice, not a desperate attempt to make quiet drums feel exciting. Now step 9, arrange a simple 16 bars that roll. Bars 1 to 4, intro tease, filter the break with an auto filter low pass opening up, hats with a tiny room send, no sub yet, maybe just a hint of mid bass. Bars 5 to 8, build, add snare accents and ghosts, bring in bass but high passed at first, automate that EQ to open. Bars 9 to 16, drop, full drums and full bass. At bar 13, do a tiny variation, remove the kick for one beat, or do a small break fill, maybe a crash or a ride for energy. The roller hypnotizes through repetition plus micro variation. Don't overwrite it. Now let's cover the common mistakes so you can dodge them instantly. Mistake 1. Using the track fader as input gain. If devices are before the fader, they're still being hit too hard. Use clip gain, simpler gain or utility first. Mistake 2. Not level matching after saturation or compression. Louder always wins, until the mix falls apart. Mistake 3. Break too loud early. Pull it down 1 to 3 dB before you start hacking EQ. Let the one shot's own impact. Let the break own texture. Mistake 4. Master clipping while you're still composing. If you need a limiter just to survive your rough loop, your staging is off. Mistake 5. Overwarping breaks so transient smear, and then you overcompensate with harsh processing. Fix the warp first. Now a few extra coach notes to make this workflow repeatable. First, calibrate your ears with a repeatable reference chain. Put Spectrum last on your drums group and on your bass track. After processing, just so you can sanity check what's happening. Put a utility first on your key tracks and leave it there permanently as your input trim, break, kick, snare, bass, and keep one monitoring level. Stop turning your interface up and down every 5 minutes. Consistency makes clip gain decisions fast and reliable. Checkpoint. If you bypass all devices, your loop should still feel like a coherent groove at a moderate level. Processing should be flavor and control, not basic balancing. Next, separate impact from texture using pre-gain, not EQ. This audio version is shortened for playback.